Well, Paul, just a little over 24 hours to go, I suppose. All the talking is done at this time. It's just a matter of whiling away the hours and wishing for, what, it's 2 o'clock tomorrow, half two?
2 o'clock tomorrow, Tom. Aye. Well, look, we got a bit of training done there last night. Everybody came through the training, okay. Neil Cleary, he got the okay to play now on Sunday. We're waiting on Declan now. Declan didn't train. Declan's away at a family wedding.
That's Declan Coulter.
Coulter. And Danny Cullen, he took an early flight home from Dubai. He wasn't going to take no chances and maybe a delayed flight. So Danny got home late last night. So
everybody slept better on the cross last night. So
well, the rosaries were said there during the week. Now they paid off. So lucky here, we're going the right direction from the start of the week. Now it was a wee bit dodgy looking now, but lucky we're going the right direction there now.
Well, looking at your Ulster campaign so far, obviously defeated St Junan's here in the Donegal final, but then had good wins over Ballella from Down and Gortnamona from Antrim. So probably looking at the two sides of the draw with yourself and Namahe, you've come through the tougher side, probably the more battle-hardened.
We probably are, Tom. We definitely come through the harder side now with Down and Antrim. You know, you always put Antrim and Down 1 and 2 and Hurling and Ulster, you know. So, but look, I would put now, at the start of the year, looking at Ulster, I'd have put Namaya number one and us number two, you know. We sort of thought that, look here, if we'd get to an Ulster title, we're always going to meet Namaya. So, look, they can through a couple of Midland games too, through Ulster, look here, or through Derry. They beat Coleraine. They scored 126 against Coleraine in the Derry final. Like, and the last time we played Coleraine, I think they beat us by 9-10 points. Like, so, look, this Namaya team, they're battle-hardened too. You know, they're playing friendlies up about Jordanstown and Queens and playing colleges there, you know, when they're giving them good rattles. So.
Yeah. I know Coleraine were short. Quite a few players had gone away to Dublin, to the Kilmacud Sevens, so that was probably accounted for that. But they ran up big scores against Carrick Macross, 3-15, Mullaghorn, 2-25. That would nearly put the fear of God in you, would it?
It wouldn't put the fear of God in me, but it may put the fear of God in Brenton Turris and Mark Kellen and some of them backs. Maybe tomorrow. We're at 2 o'clock, but they've a few very good forwards there now. They've a young Rankin fellow plays there on number 10. He's wing half forward for them there. He scored, I think, maybe 9 points from play there against Garrett McCross. He kept in the Derry minor team there last year. He's a serious act now. He'd be worth a watching. And there's a few other, the two other wee corner forwards there that they played in the Derry minor team there last year too. The wee nippy forwards are going to have to be watched. And look, we have our homework done on them. I'm sure they have their homework done on us, and look, it's going to be all down the day. 2 o'clock tomorrow, 10 past 2, we'll tell about Taylor.
Anyway, look, we're looking at your team. I suppose you were there in what, 2008 and 2007, 2008. Few survivors, quite a lot of young players coming through over the last couple of years.
I think we've 5 survivors from the 2007, 2008 now. But you have the likes of Mark Kellen, Brenton Turris, Bernard Lafferty, Richie Key, Justin McBride. Like, they're all sort of 21, 22, 23. You have Conor Gallen, Josh Connolly, you know, biting at the bit to get in. Johnny Kernan, Sean Anderson, you know. We have a very good mix there between the old boys. Like, and you're calling Danny and Kevin and Marty Boner the old boys now. You know, we have a good mix between old and young, and the young fellas can shout up to the old boys, and the old boys are shouting to the young fellas, and they're keeping one another on their toes. And look, it's working as a team there now at the minute, and hope they'll work, you know, tomorrow 2 o'clock again.
And you've brought in a few, you've recruited a few good players. Obviously, you mentioned Niall Cleary there, Declan Coulter as well, if he plays, a huge asset, and Mark Keehan.
Now, them three boys are invaluable to the club. Like, Declan, you know, you're looking at an Ulster All-Star up there in the Hurling. Niall Cleary, he played for the county team there last year. Very good player. Niall sort of sees things that nobody else sees, always complaining about his space. And Mark Keehan, the serious hurler, he hasn't come out of a shell there yet 100%. He's not playing as well as he's training. And if Mark plays tomorrow the way he trained there this past 2 months, Namaya's going to be in serious bother.
Talk to me about what type of game you expect tomorrow.
Well, it'll depend on the weather. I think it's given Midland dry there tomorrow. I think it's going to be rain in the morning. The ball's going to be slippy. It's going to be a tight game. We're going to have to impose ourselves on this Namaya team. They're fairly young. It's going to be a tight, hard game. You know, they've got 3 or 4 good really good players on there. You know, the Scots playing on centre half back, they play centre half forward for Derry. We have a good matchup, like him and Mark Cahill, we match up against one another. You've got Young Glass coming in from Slath Neil there for them there. He's gonna probably gonna be picking up Danny. It's gonna be another real good matchup. And then, you know, they've Declan Foley, he's probably gonna try and pick up Declan Coulter and corner back. You know, another real good matchup. Who they're gonna have for the likes of Niall Ferry, Colin Malath, Bernard Lafferty, I don't know. I don't think they've much ammunition in their defence as we have in our forward line, and probably the same in our defence with their forward line. So I'd say it's going to be a good high-scoring game tomorrow. You know, you'll probably see two or three goals from each side, maybe 10, 12, 14, 16 points.
Yeah, certainly good entertainment. And yes. And the McCoy Park factor, is that an advantage to you?
It is an advantage to me, or to us. Look, we'll get great local support up there. As you know yourself, Tom, the good local support is the 16th man in the field. You know, whenever you hear the stand shouting and roaring, you know, come on, Satanta. And we like the pitch. There's good big corners in McCool Park. We know every blade of grass on it. We know how to score, you know, River End and Town End. We know the way the one blows across the River End there, you know, and you have to play it up the left. And, you know, just different wee things where the Maya wouldn't be switched on to, you know, and them wee 1% things there all make a big, big difference. You know, whenever you add up all the wee 1%, you know, between playing and corners and wand and raise and everything, you know, it all adds up to one or two scores, and one or two scores could be the difference in the game tomorrow.
It's a big game tomorrow, you know, an Ulster final, I suppose, and as Robert McKay was saying to me a few moments ago as well, the fact is that it's one game away maybe from getting to Croke Park and playing in an All-Ireland club final.
Well, we haven't looked that far yet, Tom. He can look at Croke Park or whatever. We're not looking past tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Now, I heard him on the radio there, Ulster radio there yesterday, and he was saying, look here, that they've come down very confident. And look here, that's, you know, that's what any manager would be telling any team, they're going to be coming down confident in what they're going to do. You know, they're going to impose their game on us, and they're going to be ruthless, and they're going to, you know, hatchets and swords, fillers of the sword and all this stuff. That's big talk. Like, you know, we'll keep our powder dry, we'll keep quiet, and we'll show what we're going to do in the fight tomorrow.
You expecting it to be a tight, tough encounter, a bit of a battle?
It's going to be a tight, tough encounter. It is. Now, any time we played in the way, it is always going to... It is always tough and it's always very tight. Look, by no ways are they a dirty team. You know, I can't envisage any red card, anything like that there. They're not a sort of a Gort Namona whenever they went down a couple of points. Gort Namona get very, very dirty and very physical. Namaya won't do that. Namaya will play hurling the whole way through the game, the same as ourselves. And look, at what they will try and impose their play on us, as we will do with them. And look, it's going to be 1-2 point game, and hopefully we can get the 1 or 2 points ahead in the last couple of minutes.
As you say, Declan Coulter the only doubt at this stage.
Declan's only doubt. We'll be making a call on Declan tomorrow morning at 12 o'clock. So he'll do a wee test tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and we'll get through that session all right. He'll be starting, and if he doesn't, he won't be starting.
A big blow to lose him.
It'll be a serious blow to lose Declan. It'll be a serious blow, mentally within the whole team, it'd be a serious blow to lose him. But look here, we're prepared. Like, I have a man lined up to come on. If Declan can't start, I have a real good man to come in, fill Declan's shoes, and he'll fill Declan's shoes, no bother. And look,
Who's that?
You'll find out tomorrow at 2 o'clock.